Page 130. Listening for main ideas.
Today, we continue our series, Traditional Dress Throughout the World. Our journey takes us to Sri Lanka. Shanika De Silva, a native Sri Lankan, now living in Los Angeles, California, shares her thoughts on traditional dress in her home country.
Shanika, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
First of all, I'd like to ask you, what's the traditional clothing in Sri Lanka?
Well, for women, it's a sari. It's a long piece of cloth that's wrapped around your waist, and then it goes over your shoulder.
And do most women in Sri Lanka wear saris?
Most of the older women wear a sari every day. The younger women tend to wear dresses or pants or something.
Why don't the younger women wear saris?
Well, I guess some of them feel that the saris are hot and difficult to walk in because they're long.
Sounds like saris aren't very practical.
Some people feel that way. Also, many younger women think saris are old-fashioned. They're great for formal occasions, but if you're hanging out with friends, you want something more modern.
So younger women want to be more modern?
Actually, I shouldn't say all younger women. It depends on your family history. You see, there are two main groups of people in Sri Lanka, the Sinhalese and the Tamils. Then there are some other ethnic groups, like the Sri Lankans, who are part European. The women who are part European tend to wear Western clothing because, well, they had relatives who wore Western clothing. But the women who are Sinhalese or Tamil tend to be more traditional.
Because they didn't have that Western influence?
Right.
So you're saying that family background can influence the way you dress?
Yes, I think it does.
We've been talking about what women wear. How about men? Do they have traditional clothing?
The men, I guess, used to wear a sarong. It's this long piece of cloth that's wrapped around the waist.
You say used to. Don't they wear them anymore?
People who live in the countryside still wear sarongs. But in the city, men wear pants and shirts. They only wear sarongs to relax at home.
Interesting. Can I switch gears and ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Is traditional clothing important to you?
It's funny, because when I was a kid growing up in Sri Lanka, I didn't want to wear saris. But now that I'm older, I like to wear them sometimes. Like my wedding. I wore a white sari for my wedding.
Why has your attitude changed, do you think?
I guess when you're older, you can see the value in it more. When you're younger, you're more interested in being in style, you know, wearing Levi's and stuff like that. Now I think about saris as something unique from my culture. It's nice to have something different to wear, and in the U.S., a sari is really exotic.
It certainly is. Well, unfortunately, our time's up. Thanks for talking with us, Shanika.
You're welcome.